Hi, come on in, Mr. Smith. Please, take a seat. It's good to see you. Where's Ashley? She's running late again? How many sessions has this happened? Three now? I'm beginning to wonder if she's fully committed to strengthening your marriage. I understand your frustration. Counseling is a challenge for any married couple. It's important that both partners are on the same page. Otherwise, there's... Was that your wife? Is she not coming to the session? That's disappointing. Listen, Mr. Smith, can I be perfectly honest with you? I've seen many couples over the years, and I know which ones are ready for counseling and which ones aren't. It's okay. You don't need to defend Ashley right now. I can tell at least you're sincere about your commitment to these sessions. You really seem to want to make it work with Ashley. You're patient and kind, and when I ask questions about our time together, you always answer openly and honestly. But your wife seems dismissive of the value of our sessions. She's hostile and evasive, and after nearly a year in couples therapy, she isn't much closer to the goals we laid out during our early sessions, is she? I keep hoping that she'll come around, but she's been so resistant to admitting any fault for the troubles in your marriage. It's a shame. Is she still berating you for every little thing? Yeah? That's awful. I'm so sorry to hear that, Mr. Smith. I know it's difficult when only one partner in a marriage is committed to making changes. I see it all the time. Sadly, those marriages usually end in divorce. It's always just a matter of when. Well, since your wife won't be coming, and since you're still paying for this session, why don't we just make it a one-on-one? Good. I'll start with this question, and I want you to self-examine as honestly as possible. What motivates you to stay with a woman whom you have characterized as mean and neglectful? You're unsure? Well, it's common for a person to stay with a neglectful spouse because they represent familiarity and security. Might that be why? It's also common when an unhappy husband or wife decides to stay married for their children's sake. Yes, I thought those might be the reasons. Now let's talk about what's gone wrong between you and your wife. In our session 2 weeks ago, you expressed frustration that you and Ashley haven't been intimate in months, and your wife expressed frustration with your persistent desire for sex. In my notes, I wrote that Ashley said, "All he thinks about is sex. It's nonstop. Sex, sex, sex." She complained that she's caught you masturbating and that she's disturbed by your porn habits. She said, "I'll admit it. I've snooped around on his computer. I know he watches porn when I'm not around. And the girls in these videos he likes, they always have big breasts, and it makes me feel inferior." Of course, it's understandable that your wife would feel this way. It's plainly obvious that she's lacking in her bust size, and she feels like less of a woman because of it. But you can't help what you want, can you, Mr. Smith? I learned a lot about you and your wife during that session. It was very revealing, wasn't it? It's okay. You don't need to be nervous. This is a safe space where you can feel comfortable speaking freely and without fear of judgment. So tell me, what is it you like about big breasts? You don't like them? Really? Oh, come on. You weren't just watching whatever porn you found first. Your wife said there was a distinct pattern to your pornography searches. Let me check my notes. Yes, her exact words were, His search history is so gross. Big tits, huge boobs, gigantic jugs. There's something wrong with him. He's obsessed. Now, I have to say I disagree with your wife about it being gross. There's nothing wrong with you for desiring bigger breasts than what your wife can offer you. Many psychologists believe that a man's attraction to large breasts could stem from a primal desire for satiation. After all, feeding from a mother's breast is a child's first experience of genuine contentment. For an adult, large breasts can be representative of the warm, womanly, nurturing qualities that a man often desires in a mate. But clearly, you're not feeling satisfied by your wife, are you? I wouldn't think so. With all her nagging and her complete lack of sex drive and her small chest. I'd like to know what Ashley's bra size is, if you're willing to offer that information. Oh, wow. I could tell they were small, but I didn't realize they were that tiny. It's no surprise that your eyes wander to women of a bustier sort. Now that you're a bit less apprehensive, would you be willing to explain what it is that you like about large breasts? Yes, that's exactly right. They're inviting and soft and squishy and jiggly and fun to play with. Thank you for being so open and honest with me. Oh, no, there's no need to be embarrassed. You're not weird at all. Breast fetishes are actually very common. You're certainly not the only client I've treated who's obsessed with big breasts. You know, I've been meeting with you and Ashley for almost a year now. And in all that time, surely you've noticed that I have very big breasts. Do you find me attractive, Mr. Smith? Based on your preferences, I'm guessing you do. I've noticed you checking me out on more than one occasion, and I think your wife's noticed too. It's easy to understand why Ashley would be self-conscious about her chest when a woman who is so flat has to continually share a room with a woman who is as blessed as I am. There's going to be some tension. Men aren't the only ones consumed with issues of size. And I'll drop my role as a therapist for a moment to let you in on a little secret. Size does matter. A lot. And if it matters down there, it should also matter up here, shouldn't it? Bigger is just better, isn't it, Mr. Smith? Let's revisit one last note I took from that session a few weeks ago. You expressed a desire for a more active sex life in your marriage, and when I asked your wife if she wanted the same, her response was, "I really don't. I'm sorry, but his penis is just too big. I know some women might like that, but sex shouldn't be painful." Forgive me for saying this, but I was trying so hard not to laugh during that session. Your wife won the lottery when she got you to propose, and she doesn't seem to realize it. You're tall, you're handsome, you're kind, you're attentive, you're successful. And according to Ashley, you're clearly well endowed. But all your wife does is complain. As much as I love my job, I just want to slap some of these women. I've been a marriage counselor for 15 years, and I've met so many unhappy couples. Wifey never wants to have sex, and hubby wants to have lots of sex. It's such a cliche, but it's also the primary source of dissatisfaction in most marriages. Can I confess something to you, Mr. Smith? More often than not, I'm on the husband's side in these arguments. Even though I can't say so out loud. It's just simple biology, really. Men have needs. They have cocks, big, gorgeous cocks. and those cocks should be properly serviced by their wives. If their wives won't do it, someone else gladly will. I've never told anyone this before, but my biggest fantasy is being the other woman for one of my clients. It's such a huge fucking turn on for me. All day, I listen to strong, successful men open up about how their wives never want to have sex, and all I can think about is how much I want to give them everything their wives won't. It makes me so wet when I think about being the dirty little cum slut that a married man keeps on the side because his wife never wants to fuck. I can do that for you, Mr. Smith. I can give you what Ashley won't. Would you like it if we use the rest of our session to take care of your needy married cock? Come on, baby. I know you want this. Your wife's not here. She doesn't have to know. You don't have to feel guilty about it at all. Trust me, I'm a therapist. This is my area of expertise. Your wife can't give you what your cock needs. She has no interest in sex, so you're allowed to get it elsewhere. Plus, my tits are a lot bigger than Ashley's, and I know that turns you on. You can't hide it anymore. It's here in my notes. You're a boob man, and that's okay, baby. Let me show you what you've been missing out on with your flat-chested wife. These are 34 triple Ds. Don't you just love them? I do. I love the way men look at them. I love knowing that a lot of my clients can't keep their eyes off them. Husbands want to touch them, and wives wish they had them. I'm not a hypnotherapist, but I want you to listen closely to my voice. I want you to truly hear every word I say while you stare at my big boobs. It will help clarify your desires. Do I have your attention? Are you nice and relaxed, Mr. Smith? Good. I want you to know that it's okay to like big boobs. It's okay to think about big boobs all day long. It's okay to stare at women who have bigger boobs than your wife. It's okay to watch big boob porn. It's not gross at all. You're not weird for liking big boobs. You don't have to feel bad or wrong or guilty for wanting big boobs. You don't have to apologize for craving big boobs. Big boobs are what you need, baby. Big boobs are better than small boobs. Big boobs are sexier than small boobs. Big boobs are more desirable than small boobs. Big boobs are incredible. Big boobs are amazing. Big boobs have so many great qualities and so many fun nicknames. These are the words that should float through your mind every single day. Breast, mammaries, boobs, jugs, tits, hooters, melons, blouse bunnies, sweater stretchers, tatas, cha-chas, gazongas, boobies, fun bags, knockers, cans, pillows, titties, the twins, the girls. You love those words, don't you? They unlock something primal in you. Hearing me list off so many different names for breast is making you so horny, isn't it? I know what you want, Mr. Smith. You want big boobs. You want huge tits. You want massive knockers. You want mine, don't you? These 34 triple D's are so much bigger than your wife's small boobs. My tits must be over 10 times the size of Ashley's. It's okay to want to grope them and grab them and squeeze them and jiggle them and lick them and suck them and fuck them. Don't you think my big melons would look amazing wrapped around your cock? Come on, Mr. Smith. Tell me I have an amazing rack. Tell me that my titties are better than your wife's. Tell me that you want my big boobs more than you want your wife. Tell me how bad you want to fuck my massive jugs. I know what a breast man like you needs. I'll take care of all your secret sexual desires. I'll satisfy your horny married cock so much better than your pathetic excuse for a wife ever could. Doesn't it turn you on a little when I make fun of Ashley? It's kind of kinky, isn't it? She's not here. She has no idea what we're doing behind her back. She has no idea I'm jerking her husband's cock right now. Can I put my mouth on it, baby? That big married cock tastes so good. I suck it better than Ashley, don't I? How long has it been since she sucked your beautiful cock? So long you can't remember? That's too bad. And that's why you have me. I'll suck that big cock like your wife never would. So yummy. Can I slide it between my huge melons now? Oh, God. Your thick married dick looks amazing as it pokes up through my titties. Isn't that nice? Didn't you need this baby? Let Dr. Haley take care of your needs. You really like this, don't you? You like the way a big pair of tits feels wrapped around your cock. There's nothing wrong with you for wanting to cheat on your flat-chested wife. In fact, I'd say you're completely in the right. To tell you the truth, I've never even liked Ashley. It always seemed a shame to me that such a nice, caring man like you was stuck with such a cold woman. Okay, I'll just come out and say it. Ashley's a bitch. She is. She's a fucking bitch, and you deserve better than her. No, this doesn't mean I think you should get a divorce. In fact, you should definitely stay with your wife. Your children deserve a stable home. But you're a man. You have needs. Your big hard cock deserves to come as often as possible. And I can help you with that, baby. You can cheat on Ashley with me whenever you want. Come on, baby, let's fuck. I want you to bend me over my desk and pound my slutty pussy with that big, hard, married cock. Oh, fuck, you're so big. Oh, my God. Oh, I've never been fucked by such a huge cock before. Oh, get in that pussy, baby. Cheat on your wife. Take out all your frustrations on my tight little hole. Oh, doesn't that feel amazing? Oh, it's been almost 20 years since you fucked a pussy other than Ashley's. Oh, mine is so much tighter than hers, isn't it? I haven't pumped out a couple of kids like your bitch wife has. Pound that tight pussy. Give in to your lust, baby. Surrender to infidelity. Don't feel guilty. Oh, just cheat, baby. Cheat on your wife. Cheat on Ashley. Oh, she's such a bitch, and she has the smallest tits I've ever seen. You don't want that. You want big ones, don't you? You want huge knockers that swing when you're pounding a tight, wet pussy from behind. Oh, God, I'd love that we're fucking in my office and nobody knows. Your stupid fucking wife is completely oblivious to what's going on right now. Come on, baby. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, let's move over to the couch. Lay down. Let me get on top of that perfect cock of yours so you've got a better view of my big boobs. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Fuck, your dick is so fucking big. Yes. God, how I love riding it. Ashley's such a dumb bitch for not wanting to fuck you. She couldn't take your huge cock like I can anyway. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, watch my big tits bounce. Oh, tell me you love my titties. Grab them. Fuck yes, baby. Grab those tits. Squeeze them. Oh, God, yes. That feels so fucking good. I love feeling that wedding ring against my skin. Put your hands all over my titties. Oh, it turns me on so much when you're squeezing my big boobs. Oh, they're so much bigger and better than your wife's. I want you to say it, baby. Say Dr. Haley's tits are so much bigger and better than Ashley's. Oh, fuck, that's so hot. Say Dr. Haley's big tits are all that matter to me. Say Dr. Haley's titties are more important to me than my wife. Oh, say my wife is ugly and flat-chested. Say I love cheating on my bitch wife with Dr. Haley's enormous boobs. Oh, fuck yes, baby. I love knowing my huge rack is making you betray your wedding vows. Put your face in between my jugs. These titties own you, baby. Oh, these titties turned you into a cheating husband. I want you to come for me, baby. Squeeze those big titties while I bounce on that merry cock. Then shoot your cheating load all over me. Oh, blow your load for me, baby. Cover my boobs in your merry cum. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God, yes. Oh, fuck. That's so much cum. Keep shooting it on my titties. Fuck yes. I love feeling that merry cum on my huge jugs. Oh my fucking God, it keeps coming. You're so horny for my melons, aren't you? What a massive fucking load. Oh, that was so hot, baby. Oh, you completely drenched my tits. We should get cleaned up, and then we should book your next individual appointment.